Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program. It's Spiritual Breakfast 7 to 9. And from this period, 8:30 to 9, we have on a Jumu'ah, mashallah, Mufti Muhammad Akusab, Hafidhahullah. Let's welcome Mufti Sab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing? Are you well?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. All is well. How is Mufti Sahib keeping?
Allah's mercy. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Alhamdulillah for the opportunity.
Where will Mufti Sahib be for Jumu'ah today?
Allah's father, I'm traveling with the family, so nearby here. Zanin, we'll go to Zanin, inshallah. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah. Allah make it easy. So, Allah. Mufti Sahib, last week we did start off, I think, with a little bit of Rajab. Mufti Sahib can give us more detailed events, inshallah.
For that opportunity. We discussed how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken on this Mubarak journey. Alhamdulillah, where he received this gift of Salah. What a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that. Alhamdulillah. Another interesting event that I want to discuss, that where this great person passed on in Rajab. And that is, before I mention his name, I want our listeners to think about it, who this person is, because he is quite a famous person. And our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to him. And subhanAllah, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were suffering, were going through torture, were going through injustices, they were receiving so much of injustice, brutality in the Meccan region. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, you know, there's a just king in Abyssinia. Go to him. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُظْلَمْ عِنْدَهُ أَحَدٍ. None would receive injustice under him or by him. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala showed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the goodness of this just man. What an amazing quality is justice that our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam acknowledged to a just man. And I want to exhort one and all. This is a theme mentioned in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina bil qist, shuhada'a lillah, O people of Iman. Stand up, kunu qawwamin, be firm in the establishment of justice, testifying for Allah, shuhada'a lillah. Then the verse interestingly says, walaw ala anfusikum, be just, even though it may be against yourself. Meaning sometimes, subhanAllah, you know, it's easy to be just when it's against others. It's easy to pass justice when it comes to others. But justice, and accept it even though we are wrong. This is what the Quran Kareem is saying. This is not easy. If we analyze, Salah, alhamdulillah, many can perform lots of nawafil, extra raka'at of Salah. Fasting in abundance. And a lot of ibadah people can perform. But here, for us to be just when it comes to others, it's very easy. But for one to be just and acknowledge when one was wrong, this is a very, very amazing quality. And then the ayah of the Quran Kareem says, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Even if it is against one's parents, against one's relatives, against one's children. This indeed is not easy at all. Sometimes we analyze, if our child is oppressed in another home, we feel it. But what about someone else being treated unjustly in our home? That's why this is a quality we need to ask Allah Ta'ala to help us with. We have to be fair, we have to be just. Sometimes there's an argument between our child and another child. We shouldn't just rush to stand up for our child. Analyze the situation. Maybe our child was wrong. Maybe the other person's child was right. Or maybe sometimes the other person's child is a non-Muslim even. So we have to stand up for justice. That's the beauty of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala help us with this quality. That we have to be just. We can't be biased. That no, this is my child. It's not possible. My child couldn't have done it. There's no such thing couldn't. We are human beings. We make mistakes. And if we're going to live like that in today's times, with closed eyes and, ostriches, we won't even realize when our children are doing so much of wrong. Sometimes Allah save us. Allah save them from drugs. And we, because of this attitude we have, as though we, when we go toilet, ice cream comes out. I don't know where we get that kind of thing from. There's no such thing. We are human beings. We are puny. We are weak. We make mistakes. We are brittle. We can fall at any time. That's why our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Ummah this dua, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Oh my Allah, who is ever living. Ya Qayyum. Oh my Allah, who is the controller of the entire universe, who controls and is in charge of everything. Qayyum. Aslih li sha'ni kulla. And we ask Allah for all of us. Aslih lana sha'nana kulla. Ya Allah, you solve and resolve all our issues, all our situations, all our troubles, all our challenges. You solve it for us. But oh Allah, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ وَلَا تَكِلْنَا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. Oh Allah, don't leave us to ourselves, even though it may be for a blink of an eyelid. Our beloved Allah is showing us, don't feel we are better and we have no issue and we are perfect. No, be humble. No Allah, if you leave me, definitely I'm going to fall, my Allah. That is an amazing dua when we're leaving the home. Allahumma inna na'udhu bik. An-nadilla aw nudal, aw nadilla aw nudal, aw nadlima aw nublama, aw najhala aw yujhala alayna. Al-Ummu Salama al-Dua. She went to our beloved Salama. Ummu al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Ummu Salama, Hind bint Abi Umayyah, radiallahu anha. This Ummu al-Mu'mineen's name was Ummu Salama Hind. Remember that. Ummu Allah. We seek your protection. An-nadilla aw nudal. Save us from going astray. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can never go astray. But he's teaching us. Aw nudal. Oh Allah, save us from being influenced by others in going astray. Oh Allah, save us from slipping, from bumping, from harming, from tripping. Nadilla. Aw nudal. Save us from being tripped and influenced and trapped by the other. O Muslim. O Allah, O Navlima, save us from injustices. Save us from oppressing others. Allah, forgive us. You know, when it comes to our staff, Allahu Akbar, how we sometimes, some of us treat people, some of us talk to people. No, it's not right. They are human beings. How can we talk to our staff in such a manner? They are not other creatures, they are not hayawan. How we expect them to see the beauty of Islam when we haven't, we don't even know how to control our anger. Allah, save us. We have to learn to talk to people politely. And if we mistakenly said something abrupt or wrong, we should apologize. Even if it is with our staff and say, I'm sorry, sir, I was not supposed to speak to you like that. And we have to work on ourselves. Allah, save us and nazlima from oppressing anybody. Azlima or uzlama. Oh Allah, save us from facing oppression and tyranny from others. Oh Ulama. Oh Ajhala. Oh Allah, save us from acting ignorantly, being like a jahil, somebody who doesn't know. Save us, Ya Allah, from acting in the manner of ignorance. Oh Yujhala Alayya. And save us, Ya Allah. And Oh Yujhala Alayna. Save us from others, ill treating others and speaking to us or dealing with us in an ignorant way. So how much we need Allah every step of the way. But we're so fortunate that everything is in the hands of Allah. Now, what's amazing is Allah's beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that go there. My sahaba, there's a just man. As it happened, I was going. You know, and help people. So I passed the toll and it's quite an exorbitant rate. So I went through the toll. And the turn I was supposed to take was before the toll. So I'm going back. And I'm asking the person on the other side that, you know, just not even a few minutes, not even 2 or 3 minutes. I just passed this toll. And it's quite an expensive toll. But I'm supposed to take the turn before the toll. So would you allow me to go through? So this lady was checking or whatever. And she says, no, I can't let you go through. So I'm thinking, okay, now I have to pay. I'm thinking, I didn't even need to go on this road. And it was, you know, and as I'm about to pay, the guy behind me, he just sent an amount and paid. I'm thinking, yeah, look at this guy. I thank him. I'm thinking, subhanAllah, such good people out there in the world. I didn't need him to pay. But Allah's fadl, I went, I just thanked him. I gave him some literature. And, you know, we just shared, a few seconds. And then I departed. But subhanAllah, there's so many good people out there. Yeah, Allah's beloved says to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, go to that land. There's such a man who is just. Justice. Justice is a needed quality, an attribute, an accolade. SubhanAllah, Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum went there. And they lived there very, very peacefully. This was in the land of Abyssinia. What was this just king's name? He was from Africa. So respected Ummah, Africa is special. Alhamdulillah. The king Sahaba went to receive shelter when they were facing tyranny in Mecca was an African king. The Sahabiya that cared for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his childhood after his mother, she was there. After his father, she was there. After his mother, she was there. After his grandfather, she was there. And throughout his life, he would refer to her as my mother after my mother. She hailed from Africa, Baraka Ummu Ayman. The first, subhanAllah, Shaheed in Badr was actually in Africa, subhanAllah. So here also, subhanAllah, so interesting, is this king, Allah's beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referred to him. Najashi was the title Ashama bin Abjar. So have hope in the people of Africa. Talk to them nicely. Invite them to Islam. Most of them have not received the message about who is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speak to them. They all know who is Christ. Obviously, their belief about him is not correct. But the missionaries have worked so hard that these people know that we, you and I, have not taken out the time. Just yesterday where I was also, family made some lovely biryani, akni, whatever you want to call it, alhamdulillah. And then I put some plates, put a nice lid on it and started giving. SubhanAllah, some local abandoned family was just so amazed and they wanted to know more. And see, they must see a reflection of the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in us. Not just to show them akhlaq, but our intention must be to save them from Jahannam. And then I got to speak to them about Islam. And then I carried this book, Hidden Treasures, in the Benda translation. My brother arranged the translation in Benda. And I gave them. Oh, they were elated. Then yesterday, we were just buying some meat. And there was a elderly Benda guy. So my cousin was speaking to him. And then I brought him this book in Benda. Oh, he was elated. He came back. I served him some meat. Then there was this child playing with the frisbee. And he had no one to play with. He's throwing it one side, and running around to the other side, go there, okay, and he started playing with him. He thought, this is how you do it. And then he came afterwards, subhanAllah, we were having something, I gave him, giving our children sweets, gave him a little extra. Then he comes last night, he says, my parents want your number. So anyway, I wrote my number, and inshallah, today I'll give them some literature. So, there's such opportunities there that people have not received the message of Islam. Allah gives us that opportunity to share with them wherever you and I can go in the world. Introduce our Allah Ta'ala to them. Introduce our Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to them. Then the time of Salah. Go outside. If the wilderness, call out the Adhan. Alhamdulillah. In a melodious tone. Make the Salah. Don't hide and make the Salah. If you're traveling with family, the men make Salah in Jamaat outside in the wilderness. Let people see the beauty of Salah. We'll find in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. I'll give you one example. Is Tufail radiallahu anhu. He had so many misconceptions about Islam that he stuffed cotton wool in his ears so that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words must not permeate. That was how his mind was indoctrinated with the lies. And today that's what people have gone through in media. When they look at media, they are being fed but the subliminal messaging and then direct messaging against Islam and Muslims. really see us, that and our akhlaq and our politeness and our kindness. And that all, mashallah, many people know akhlaq, politeness, kindness, and then we end it off there. No, da'wat also has to be given without force. And our da'wat, remember, don't have a frowning face, ummah. My beloved ummah, have a smiling face with people. Men with the men. Ladies with the ladies. Be polite. Be polite to them. Frowning face, whatever. What does that do to us? Why have a frowning face? Why pass people with a frowning face? You pass Muslims, make salam. You pass a non-Muslim. We're living in a non-Muslim country. Say hello. Greet them in their greeting. You must see, Muslims are polite. Muslims are approachable. Sahaba Kiram went to this king. What a good man. And even when they were about to face injustice, because the Meccan community couldn't bear it that the Sahaba are now living peacefully, they wanted misery for the Muslims. And they sent two people to arrest them. Abdullah bin Abi Umayyah and Amr ibn al-As. The same two people who came to put Sahaba through torture. But later on, Allah gave them hidayah also. Allah Ta'ala gives hidayah. But anyway, how they convinced the king. The king called the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and how the Sahaba greeted but did not prostrate. See, we have to know where we can't compromise. Did not prostrate. When others prostrated, then they explained why we do not prostrate. So they were asked, don't you prostrate to your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Said, no, we don't prostrate to any of Allah's creation. We prostrate to the Lord alone. And when Sahaba gave him the da'wat, explained what is Islam. And Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu gave kar guzari. It was quite ajeeb also, we learned. In da'wat, explain the kar guzari. He explained what was our plight before Islam. What was our ways? What was our lifestyle? How Islam brought a change in us. How it brought justice to us. The justice system of Islam. And then our people have been tyrannical to us. And our Nabi mentioned to us, go to this just king. La yuzulam indahu ahad. None would face injustice under him. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about you, sir, respected king. And the king was quite amazed. Then he said, do you have any of the verses that was revealed to your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, yes, indeed. And this Hazrat Ja'far, who was the mutakallim, the spokesperson, he recited Sadram in Surah Maryam from the opening verses of Surah Maryam. Respected Umbah, read these verses. I was sitting with some youth in Louis Trichard, and one doctor was asking me, you know, how to explain the da'wah and people. And then I was showing them these verses. Read the translation of the verses of Surah Maryam. And then also in Surah Ali Imran, I have requested you read it and read it fluently. And then look for opportunities and talk to people. Where you face challenges, speak to the ulama. They will help you come out of it. But like that, get the message out there to your friends. Show them what the Quran Kareem says about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. See the wisdom. Hazrat Ja'far could have read any verse, but he read the suitable verses. He could have read verses from elsewhere in the Quran Kareem. He knows these are Christians. You have to know. Different strokes for different folks. Like they say, I love strawberries and cream. But when I go to fish, I don't put strawberries on the bait. I have to put a worm. Not because I like worms, because the fish like it. Shadidat rahmatullahi would say. So you have to know which verses to open to. That's why I'm requesting you, these two verses, open to them and read 40, 50 of the verses from there. Chapter 3, verse 33. And then Surah 19, read from the beginning. Allah help us. And then we can share the message with the people. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu recited these verses. Oh, the report is clear. Najashi was in tears. Najashi was in tears. He was emotional. His beard was soaked. All his ministers and patriarchs were sitting there. Their beards, their eyes were soaked. Subhanallah. What an impact the Quran Kareem had on them. Read the report. They all were crying. This is the beauty of the Quran Kareem. The Quran Kareem is for humanity's hidayah. You're reading today, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. All praise is due to Allah who revealed the book upon his special banda. Abdihi, Allah's banda, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The book. ولم يجعل له عوجا. And Allah has not placed in the Quran any discrepancy or contradiction. قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن. The Quran is the supervisor. Quran corrects the mistakes of the previous scriptures and books. And the Quran is to warn of a mighty punishment. And then the verses continue. You see it in the translation. وَيُنْذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Warn those also who say Almighty has begotten a child. They also have to be told. Alhamdulillah, what an impact this has had on Najashi. And then, alhamdulillah, thereafter, not long thereafter, whatever he did in life, he made mashura with Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ja'far, the Muslim community. Then even the two that came to arrest them came the next day and said, you know, they say Jesus is a slave. You know, he's not God. And then Sahaba was summoned again. And then they said, what do you all believe more about Christ? They said, yes. Allah is one. He has no partner. Jesus is great. And so many miracles about him. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the only person who was born without a male touching his mother in history. He was, he had miracles. He performed miracles like curing the born blind, the leper, and telling people what they ate in their homes. But miracles don't make a person God. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire. The fire didn't burn him. That didn't make him God. Musa alayhi salam's staff transformed actually into a real snake. That didn't make him God. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam performed so many miracles. Yes, he is great. He's one of the greatest men of Almighty God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he's not God. God is one. And even you can tell them, Mark 12:29. Read the booklet my brother wrote. 8 pages. You can go through it so nicely. You'll enjoy it. Get it from Marana Zahid Sahib. Alhamdulillah. Where the rich ruler asked Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, good teacher, what do we do to attain eternal life? He said, uphold the commandments. And then what are the commandments? He explained to them. First one, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. Clear. The Bible also. Isa alayhi salam explained also. Anbiya alayhi salam explained also. Allah is one. Allah is one. Allah is one. What a profound impact this had. That Najashi, Ashama bin Abjar, rahmatullahi alayhi, said to the two men who came to arrest the Sahaba from Makkah, even though their dialogue was quite convincing, that send them to their own people. Their own people know more of them. What schemes they are involved in, they need to go back. Najashi says, you know, you'll go back home now because I'm not prepared to take bribery. Take back your gifts you all gave to me. And he said to his ministers, whatever they have given you all, I've sent something, give it back to them. I'm not prepared to allow injustice to innocent people. And then he said, Allah did not take a bribe from me to give me back my kingdom. Interesting is this. And inshallah, Allah give me tawfiq and the opportunity. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us the life and the opportunity. Because without Allah, we can do nothing. To explain to you, inshallah, what is Najashi referring to when he says, my Allah did not take a bribe from me to return my kingdom to me. We'll discuss what is he referring to. And subhanAllah, Najashi later on embraced Islam. He loved the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And alhamdulillah, some years later, Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhum's wife, Hazrat Asma, was giving birth to a child. So Najashi asked Hazrat Ja'far, your child is born, my child is also born. Bin Ja'far. Hey, my child also, I'm giving him the same name like you, Ja'far. Alhamdulillah. Then Badr took place. Najashi was dressed in white. And he was making sajda. So the Sahaba came to visit him. You know, yes, you know, you're doing this. He says, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, when Allah gives you a blessing and a bounty, humble yourself more for Allah. So I'm dressed in this beautiful, simple clothing, and I'm humbling myself to Allah, thanking Allah who blessed my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the victory in Badr. So he was following up. What's going on with the Muslim? He was following up. Even later on, مثلا عمر بن العاص ran away from Makkah Mukarramah because he was very upset that Islam is reaching Makkah and spreading in Makkah Mukarramah, and he came to Abyssinia. And inshallah, we'll mention to you how Amr ibn al-As had good contact in Abyssinia. And I see our time has elapsed, but inshallah, when Allah gives us the next opportunity, we're going to discuss how a Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, embraces Islam at the hands of a Tabi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah give us tawfiq to spread the deen, to serve the deen, to strive for the deen. And Najashi's other accolade, he's the only person who our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his janazah thousands of miles away. Imagine the value of the man. He passed away thousands of miles away in Africa, and our beloved gathers the Sahaba and performs his janazah for one person in history. It was for none other than this African king. My ummah, my friends, my respected mothers, be kind to the people of Africa. We are Africans. Be kind to the people. Show them akhlaq. Show them character. Show them the deen. Today's Friday. Take them to masjid, inshallah. Phone your friend who was with you, your colleague, your partner. Invite them, show them, without breaking any of the rules of Sharia, but get the message out there. There's good people out there who deserve to hear the message of truth, and you and I are hoarding it for ourselves. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Jazakumullah khairan for the opportunity.
Jazakumullah khairan to you, Mufti Sarf, for that wonderful message, and as well activating our hearts towards this year. Make dua for us as well, and continue the good work. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Akramakumullah.
So from us and the team, we appreciate your time. Please make dua for us as well. Increase in durood as well as read Suratul Kahf, and dua for the entire ummah. You can see how LA is burning. Will
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.